The Sitcrom by Sue Lim, an everyday story of bloody civil war. Episode 4, A Draft of Malmsey. Melissa Fortescue Bottomley has disguised herself as a kitchen maid, Mercy. She is in the service of Sir John and Lady Firebasket for the duration, but the household is suffering a degree of domestic derangement.
The steward, one Tobias Finn, did make poor Mercy weep. His wits were turned, his duty spurned, he thought himself
So, what's to be done?
A steward does begin to vex when he spends all day on his knees in the park.
Aye, grazing. Well, what say you, Mercy?
Well, Sir John, since Tobias then did fancy herself a sheep, has nibbled halfway through yon turkey carpet and all.
Oh, rat me, if he goes on thus, I'll have the fella shore in the spring, dipped in July, and served with a hot, stinking ram at Michaelmas.
There is another solution, Sir John.
Well, what is it, my angel speaker?
Provide yourself with another steward.
Ah, if I could. These plaguey civil wars, my dear, do devour the working men of England.
Ah, the best men, no doubt. But I cannot believe that there is no fellow in Warwickshire that can be steward to us.
What of the Randall fellow, Sir John, you brought down for the eve?
Oh, what fellow is this?
Oh, the young dog, Possumus. He's nobly born, I'm sure of it, and would be as much use in the pantry as a dung beetle.
Well, mayhap some stout fellow of the village will come to her aid.
But if he do not, we shall sink beneath the weight of domestic disorder. I have longed for a draught of Malmsey these 2 days, and longed, Sir John, in vain.
Oh, nay, my sweet, we shall contrive.
Plagued so with a platoon of parliamentary fellows quartered in the barn, and no one to supervise their supper? What is it now? Must I be hounded in my very bedchamber?
Who is without?
Forgive me, Sir John, I would speak with you.
Oh, pass me my Brussels lace, Mercy.
Yes.
Come in, Captain.
Good morrow, Lady Anne. Sir John, I must beg leave to search the house.
But it has not been swept or scoured this 12 months.
That matters not, mistress. I have received intelligence, Sir John, that there's one in hiding here.
Rat me, Captain. Let your piercing gaze search out the darkest corners of his cellars. I allow you'll find nothing more treacherous there than a rotten plank.
Go, Sir John. Conduct the captain to the cellars directly. And bring me a draught of Malmsey. My spleen requires it, Captain.
I'll escort you, Captain, or every inch of a pile from the dripping foundations to the airy roof leads. Come!
I'm infinitely obliged to you, Sir John.
Go before me, Captain. I have a halting gait, you know. Give me wooden leg.
Mercy, we must remove Father Francis from his hole.
God, wallop me, here's a sad pickle indeed.
What can we do, Mercy?
We must have him out and hide him somewhere else.
Yes, but where?
I have it, mistress.
What, Mercy?
Let him not hide at all, but let him walk far freely before the captain and without fear.
What? Are you mad, child?
Let him be presented to Captain Higgs as the new steward.
What, Father Francis wait upon us in such menial guise?
Oh, why not, mistress? If 'twill save our skins.
Oh, well, he will have to be watched, and the disposition of the kitchen explained to him.
I'll answer for it all, Lady Anne. I'll go and fetch him out now while Sir John shows a cat in the cellar.
Oh, make haste, Mercy.
Fear not, yet, mistress, all will be well.
Wait, child.
Oh, what?
Wait, I had forgot. My best bantam Bessie has gone off her lay. Pray send the onion seller to me when he calls. I have read that warm onions can marvellously restore a fowl's fertility.
As you will, madam.
Sir Father Francis, Mercy freed from his confinement dark, to take the steward's place who still was grazing in the park.
this little hole.
Oh. Oh, 'tis like a birth, is it not, child?
Aye, sir. You're born into your new life as a steward.
Liberty. The light is so bright. Oh, my knees. Oh. They buckle and bend.
Have hold of me, father.
Oh, you must not call me father now.
No, indeed. You must have a new name. And here's an old suit to boy's thins. Make haste and wear yourself.
Oh, where is the sleeve? Oh, what shall I call myself?
Here, sir. I'll button that. Now, tie this lace. So, what name would you like, indeed?
Henry, that royal appellation. Oh, I have always wished for it.
Why then, Henry, wish for it, you shall be. Go down the kitchen and I'll acquaint you with the disposition of the meat and drink.
Oh, I prithee, mercy, show me all.
Is there the
pantry? Oh, great heaven, there's one within. A great rough fellow.
Oh, no, sir, tis a bullock's head. Oh. The cheeks must be dressed tonight for the captain.
Must I do that?
No, blessed sir. You're only to provide the wine and preside at the supper for the gentleman.
Oh, alas, I wish I had observed a steward's part more closely. We are discovered. It is the magistrate. Oh, I shall be hung in chains.
Be easy, father. Tis but the onion cellar. Oh.
The bird in the bottle cannot take root.
Nor can the snake when I have him by the foot.
Oh, these are strange greetings.
There's one within. I'm not alone, Nashie.
No, Master Fogg. Step in the stage. This is the new steward, Master Henry Wishford.
Your servant, Master Wishford.
Oh, it's no use, sir. I cannot dissimulate. I am not the steward, but a fugitive priest.
Oh, Father Francis, for shame.
Oh, come, take me to the magistrate. I'll confess instantly and be carbonadoed or what you will.
This is Father Francis, Master Fogg. He was secreted in the waistcoat, but Captain Higgs is even now conducting a search of the end.
Oh, have no fear, Father. I am not what I seem, neither.
What? You are not a Presbyterian, I hope.
Nay, sir, I am a secret agent. I act on behalf of His Majesty.
Whom heaven preserve! Is he fled to France, think you?
I can only reply in cipher, sir. Et zganik gnimak.
Oh, is that Hebrew or some Fustian Celtic tongue? Oh,
'tis a code, sir. Each word writ backwards, look. Et zganik gnimak means... the king's coming.
Oh...
What, Master Fogg? Today?
Oh, no, Massey. Waramot.
Waramot? Oh.
What, I beg you, is Waramot?
Tis tomorrow. Oh, thank the Lord. Captain will have done his search by then.
Not quite. But I must exercise my incognito.
Why, Master Fogg, I did forget. Lady Anne entreats you go to her chamber and advise her a cure for her barren fowls.
Huh? Fowls, you say?
Aye, she's convinced that onions are the remedy.
I'll go directly, but first, my dear Massey, I must speak with you of that same Captain Higgs.
I cannot do it.
Do what, child?
I cannot name it, save in cipher. Redrum.
Red rum. What is that?
Murder!
Come in, Captain.
I'm obliged, don't you, Sir John?
Who's screamed here?
Yeah. Oh, it was I, Sir John. Master Fogg here was telling us as a tale of a fellow who used to bite rat's heads off.
Ah, Fogg. My lady didn't treat me to send you to her side.
I'll go, Sir John, directly.
Now, Thin, Rat me, you are not thin either.
Nay, Sir John, this is the new steward, Master Henry Wishford.
Wishford?
He is but new appointed by your ladyship.
Whence came you, sir? I know your face, I'm sure.
Speak up, fella. If you've not to hide, you've not to fear.
His previous lodging, Sir John, was in Walton in the Naze. Oh. He lived indeed a most secluded life in Walton.
Walton in the Naze? Never heard of it in my life.
Sir John, could we be about our business?
Well, my dear fellow, of course. Wishford, let me have the keys.
The keys, Sir John.
The cellar. Come, sir. Oblige me if you mean to remain my steward longer than an hour.
Tobias Thin at them still, Sir John.
What? Is he out in the park?
I do think
sir.
Oh, I'll round the fella up. Spit me, I would. I had a shepherd's crook.
I'll wait here by the cellar door, Sir John.
Oh, yeah.
Up and the priest may be within and slip out whilst you're gone, right into me arms.
Ah, even so, did I snare rabbits when a boy.
Shall I come with you, Sir John?
No, sir. Stay by the captain. You must assist him to entrap the priest. Bring a bag of corn, Mercy, and a rope. Come on.
How long have you been in this stewarding work, then, Master Wishbot?
Would Captain Higgs did never dream the steward was a priest, whilst in her chamber Lady Anne on onion craft did feast.
Yes. And the hot onion clasped to the fowl's beak will marvellously amend its cluck.
Indeed. Ah, I'd not heard of that. Ah. You remind me, you know, of a young Irish gardener who used to dung my hotbeds in the spring.
Oh, do I so, ma'am? Perchance it is my Celtic lilt.
Poor Patrick. He was carried off by a bloody flux. Are you an Irish man, Master Fogg? Oh,
no, your ladyship. I'm of the Hibernian persuasion.
Indeed.
I attended the Harriet Watt Academy of Strange Tongues in Edinburgh.
Ah, I knew you for a gentleman. Your hands are too white and soft to have known a lifetime's toil.
Your ladyship is pleased to say so.
How pleasant it is thus to converse with a refined young man.
The pleasure, dear madam, is entirely mine.
Oh, that I had had a son. But in that, too, he hath failed me.
You speak of Sir John.
Ah, name him not. His dalliance had quite unhinged me, were it not for my needle and my hens.
Oh, alas.
Yet I care not for him. What are the inconveniences of a faithless spouse to the shocking mortifications of a stewardless kitchen?
Since you've done me the honour of your confidence, Lady Anne, let me assure you that the erstwhile secreted priest is e'en now about a steward's business.
He will falter in the office, Master Fogg. He will mar all. I know it. Come in.
It's two fellas from the village, Lady Anne. Old Thomas Treadwater and Ned Slew.
Yeah. We've heard, Lady Anne, of your plight, and are come to offer ourselves as your steward.
Where is Sir John?
Searching the cellar, mistress, with the captain.
Then I must see these fellows myself. Go and feed the hens, Mercy.
Aye, mistress.
Master Fogg.
Aye.
Thank you. Come in, Thomas Treadwater. And you, Ned Slow.
Come on.
Shut the door. Oh. There's a sneaking air comes in at the casement opposite, directly from Worcestershire. Stand forth, Thomas Treadwater.
At your service, my lady.
What is your age?
103, so please your ladyship.
You are declined in years.
Not so, I beg you. I can still cut a caper. And I can still sing around. In good King Henry's gold.
Yes, thank you.
In good King Henry's gold.
Thank you. I have no need for music now. Tell me how you would contrive the management of a gentleman's cellar.
Pray excuse me, madam. Your face is familiar, but I cannot recall your name. You are my niece Nelly, are you not?
I am not your niece Nelly. Now, Master Treadwater, as you desire to be of service to me, get you down to the cellar and bring me a draught of Malmsey.
Nelly, speak not so roughly to me, Nelly. You are a wilful wench. You put me in mind of a great lady I once knew. One Lady Anne Firebasket. She was much of your complexion, though her nose inclined more to the water spout.
My Malmsey, go!
I go. Swifter than an arrow from back. Oh, dear me, Nelly, how my early reading does avoid me now. I'll be with you straight.
The tricks and tribulations of antiquity.
Hey, missus.
Oh! Your name again?
Ned Slow, your ladyship.
You're a strong fellow.
So please you. I did wrestle bullocks at the fair last Martin Mass.
Yes. Though I doubt me that wrestling bullocks... The cares of a steward, Ned, are many. A man must have a head for it.
A man must have a head, to be sure. Though I did hear yesternight of a monstrous birth at Evesham, whereof the poor critter did have no head at all, but eyes and mouth set in his hind apart.
Yes, yes, this is not to the point, Ned. Now, tell me. How would you contrive to serve a supper of snipes and venison for three gentlemen?
By the lad, missus. Hey, gay, I know not that. What's the answer?
The answer, I fear me, Ned, is not to be a steward.
Can I not do aught for him, missus, then?
You can try. I have for 2 days now requested a draught of Malmsey from all manner of folk, and yet I lack it still.
Does he wish me to get thee one, then?
Well, yes, Ned. Take it as a challenge. If you can find the cellar and know the Malmsey and bring it here without accident, I'll give you sixpence.
Sixpence, missus? Hey, day, I'd fetch you a brace of bullocks for less.
Oh, that will not be necessary, Ned. Ned?
As Ned the draught of Malmsey sought, Sir John did with the captain sport.
Well, Captain, you penetrated every inch of my foundation, sir. And what say you?
Clean as a whistle, Sir John. No priest there, to be sure.
Now I will conduct you o'er every other cranny of the house. Wishford.
Sir John.
Her ladyship requires a draught of Malmsey. I quite forgot. Do you descend to the cellar and fetch it for her?
Fetch Malmsey?
Here, and have a care. I've secured the mad fool Tobias Thinderin. They do say that a dark house will cure a madness.
Alas, if he has lost his wits...
Fear not, Master Wishford. He thinks himself a sheep, not a mastiff. He will not bite you.
Come, Sir John. I must plumb the mysteries of your great chimney.
The great chimney. I recall a fox did hide there once.
Where a fox may hide, a priest may follow.
Mercy.
How is she, you, Master Wishfort?
He has searched the cellar and does not suspect.
Heaven be thanked. And you held your part up well and did not flinch.
Flinch? I did near swoon, child.
No matter, he's gone. I pray you, Father, now go down. Since he searched the cellar, he will not return. You may hide there till he's done.
I go. If you hear a cry, I pray, endeavour to assist me.
The priest as a steward still disguised in a cellar black as hell. Tiptoed in fear, tiptoed in fear, for Madman Finn was loitering there as well.
Who's there? Is it the madman?
I am no madman, nor no man at all.
What? Are you then a phantom?
I am a sheep, sir. I chew my cud. I dream of naught save good hay and oats. I am without sin.
Tell me, do you know of the disposition of these cellars?
In my old life I was steward here, but I say bad as such vanities now.
I must contrive to fetch for Lady Anne the draught of Malmsey.
It's hereabouts. Where to the inch, I know not, but grope about. You'll find it.
I thank you. So many bottles here.
Aye, Beelzebub hath long had the management of Sir John's tongue.
And yet I can only feel their smooth sides, not read their inscriptions in this dark.
Even as we mortals in the dark are all as one.
The philosopher.
Flesh is grass. Finery will pass away. Only wool remains.
Wool?
God's wool be done.
No, I cannot permit you to continue in this error.
Have you not heard of the good shepherd? Worthy the lamb.
Aye, but...
Do not aye but me.
I know not who you are, I care not, but if you be not a sheep, you're damned.
Who's there?
Hello? Is one within?
Oh, friends, fear not.
Alas, my old eyes do abhor the dark.
Old Thomas Treadwater, is that you?
Oh, to be sure, I think it is indeed. Oh, Master Thin, is it not? Your voice is not as musical as 'twas.
I am become a bad Thomas.
No, well, let be. I care not.
Oh, come, Thomas, have a care of the dark, and let me take your hand.
Oh, who are you? Do I know your voice? Where are we, prithee? Have I died or no?
You have not died, Thomas. You are on the earth.
In the earth, it seems. Holy God, this is not a tomb, I hope.
Sir John's cellar only.
The cellar of Firebasket Hall. I did play a monstrous trick upon a wench here 40 years ago. 60. Her name was Abigail.
Now speak not of wenches.
I did desire her to hold my hand, but then placed in her tender palm a damp old toad. Oh, I hear her screams even now.
Hello? Are you there, Thomas?
Ah, come, Ned, come. And make up a party with us in the dark.
I found yon Malmesbury wine.
Ah, I had forgot.
There's a marvellous deep echo here by the lad. It do make he sound like a parson, Thomas.
Why, 'tis like the sound of the great cathedral at Ely. Oh, let us sing a round, my friend.
I'll sing nothing, Leo.
Nor I, neither.
Why, there can be no harm here in the dark.
The fiend is everywhere.
Let's sing the nutting song.
Nay, tis too venal. Let's have John Milton's new song. Dark, dark, dark.
Aye, tis very pretty and puritanical.
Aye.
Dark, 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 amid the blaze of noon, the man who has not seen the light, nor heard the heavenly tune, may grope about, beneath the dazzling sun, though clouds of comets whizzing past, he'll miss them everyone.
Where's that tract? The Doctrine and Discipline of Divorce by John Milton. I think this will prove a little more diverting than Sir Walter Raleigh's History of the World. Come in.
I am going to draw the curtains, Lady Anne, and turn up your wig.
Oh, what is it so late? I must have slept. Is the captain's search concluded?
Aye, madam. He did scour the house from bottom to top.
Oh, is Father Francis safe?
Aye, mistress. He fled most eagerly back to his hole.
The exertions of stewardship were quite beyond him, I'm sure.
Aye, mistress, alas.
Those rough fellows from the village were incapable of the office. I have requested this livelong day a draught of Malmsey, requested it from every fellow who came within call, and yet I remain unrefreshed.
Nay, mistress, God forbid. Are you fed you one straight?
Oh, no, mercy. It is not a woman's office.
No?
You would never find a husband if it got about you had broached the Malmsey.
Oh, as to that, mistress, I care not. I'll go cheerfully to my grave unwell.
Who can that be at this hour? Who's there?
Tis I, madam. Captain Egg.
No. Oh, shh. Come in. Higgs. Oh, what have you there?
Oh, nobody drafted Malmsey, Lady Anne.
Oh.
I believe I heard you request one earlier. Pray excuse the delay, but I was distracted by my search.
Oh, my
my dear fellow, you are so very ill. I thank you from the bottom of my spleen.
Good evening to you, Mercy.
Your search, I trust, was concluded as you wished, Captain?
Even so, ma'am. Hey, I were right pleased to find the house free of priests. Had I found one, I'd have been obliged to arrest you and Sir John. And mayhap worse. And now, if you permit me, I'll withdraw. We have an evening hymn to perform.
Oh.
I trust it won't disturb you.
Oh, not in the least. It shall be my lullaby.
Very kind of it.
Oh. Your wig's turned up, ma'am, and there's a cup of vinegar where you may reach it in the night.
Good, good. With John Milton upon my knees and a fine tallow candle at my disposal, I think I may anticipate both entertainment and repose.
Oh, yes. Mm. Well, I bid you good rest.
Sweet and low, sweet and low, under the evening star, priests and kings are common foe. We know right well where you are. Rest yourselves well in your old hiding place. Down will round the soul, or dare show your face. We'll hold you out in the morn by your light. Aye, nonny, nonny.
Another day of danger safely passed. Had poor Father Francis been detected, the whole household would have been undone. And yet worse trial threatens in the morn, for as I do recall, the king is coming tomorrow. Or, as I should say, the gnick is gnimok waramot. Oh, I pray his incognito be impenetrable, for this is the hour of his, this household's, nay, this nation's greatest peril. I must sleep. Oh, I cannot. I toss and turn. Ah, sheep. One, two, three, four.
In the sitcom, Sir John Firebasket was played by Joss Ackland, Lady Anne Firebasket by Denise Coffey, Tobias Thin, Clive Merrison, Mercy, alias Melissa, Miriam Margulies, Father Francis and Old Thomas by Nicholas Grace, Slow Ned, Chris Emmett, Gazebo Fogg, Jack Claff, Captain Arise Higgs, Alan Armstrong, Counter Tenor, Peter Hayward, and the New Model Army by The Cast. The music was by Colin Sell. Sitcom was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore. Next week, episode 5, Night Exercises.